Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today, it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the recording The Goofing Off Suite by Pete Seeger. We heard the opening theme. The Goofing Off Suite was recorded in 1955 and is on Smithsonian Folkways Records. Pete Seeger was born on May 3, 1919 in New York City. His father, Charles, was a musicologist and composer, and his mother, Constance, was a concert violinist who studied at the Paris Conservatory. His parents divorced in 1932, and his stepmother, Ruth Crawford, was a composer and arranged some of the tunes included in Carl Sandburg's folk song anthology, The American Songbag. Pete married Toshi Aline Ota in 1943, and together they had four children, losing one at the age of 6 months. Pete's musical interest was supported by experiencing music firsthand, and he attended the Mountain Dance and Folk Festival in Asheville, North Carolina in 1936. There he heard the five-string banjo for the first time. He enrolled in Harvard College in 1938, but eventually dropped out when music and politics took up too much of his time. He took a job at the Library of Congress, working for Alan Lomax. He reviewed folk and blues music. Lomax was an early supporter of Pete's musical interests, and he began his performing career on the Columbia Broadcasting Radio program Back Where I Come From, where he performed beside Josh White, Leadbelly, and Woody Guthrie. Pete co-founded the Almanac Singers in 1941 with Millard Lampel and Lee Hayes. The group was comprised of various other musicians, including Woody Guthrie, Bess Lomax Hawes, Josh White, and Sis Cunningham. He would later form the Weavers in 1950 with Lee Hayes, Fred Hellerman, and Ronnie Gilbert. They had considerable success, but their left-wing politics led the group to be blacklisted, leading to Pete's more serious solo career. This week and next, we'll hear Pete along with many of his friends and fellow musicians. This first program focuses on Pete's career from its beginnings to the difficult years of the 1950s and 60s. We'll open with Bascom Lamar Lunsford and his recording of I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground from the Smithsonian Collection Classic Mountain Songs. He perhaps was the banjo player that Pete first heard at that festival in North Carolina. Then we'll hear a couple of songs from the Almanac Singers. We celebrate Pete's 100th birthday this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. Here's Bascom Lamar Lunsford and I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground.
I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground. The Tempe wants a $9 show. Yes, Tempe wants a $9 show. When I come over the hill with a $40 bill, 'tis, baby, where you been so long? I've been in the bend so long. Yes, I've been in the bend so long. I've been in the bend with the rough and rowdy men. 'Tis, baby, where you been so long? don't like a railroad man. No, I don't like a railroad man. If I was a railroad man, they'll kill you when he can. Drink your blood like wine. Oh, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Yes, I wish I was a lizard in the spring. But a lizard in the spring, I'd hear my darling sing. And I wish I was a lizard in the spring. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. Tempe, let your hair roll down. Let your hair roll down and your bangs curl around. Oh, Tempe, let your hair roll down. I wish I was a mole in the ground. Yes, I wish I was a mole in the ground. If I was a mole in the ground, I'd root that mountain down. And I wish I was a mole in the ground.
I got a gal in Arkansas,
little Liza Jane.
She sleeps in the kitchen with her feet in the hall,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
I'm gonna marry her if I can,
little Liza Jane.
She loves me 'cause I'm a union man,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. Oh, Eliza. Liza Jane.
Heard a speech by the president.
Liza Jane.
Wants to put me in a regiment.
Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, Liza Jane.
I went to the draft and stood in line.
Liza Jane.
Now I'm number 609.
Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Liza, little Liza Jane.
Said in Congress yesterday,
Liza Jane.
Take the right to strike away,
Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
They say that lay up a camp of fine,
little Liza Jane.
To make the young folk toe the line,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
I can't marry you today,
little Liza Jane.
I can't afford it on my face,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Cut the pay and raise the rent,
little Liza Jane.
It's all for national defense,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Better make the government change its plan,
little Liza Jane.
I ain't to be a married man,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane. Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Dry your tears, get out your knitting,
little Liza Jane.
I don't aim to be no fiddle for Britain,
little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Oh, won't you?
Oh, Eliza, little Liza Jane.
Well, the German Army General Staff, yes, they missed connection. They went 100 miles a day, but in the wrong direction.
Hey, round, round, Hitler's grave, round, round we go. Gonna lay that poor boy down, he won't get up no more.
Now, Mussolini won't last long, tell you the reason why. We're gonna salt his beef and hang it up to dry.
Hey, round, round, Hitler's gray, round, round we go. Gonna lay that poor boy down, he won't get up no more.
Now the Japs are traveling mighty fast, but they're on a one-way track. They started down that Burma road and they ain't coming back.
Hey, round, round, Hitler's gray, round, round we go. Gonna lay that poor boy down, he won't get up no more. Hey, round, round, Hitler's gray, round, round we go. Gonna lay that poor boy down, he won't get up no more.
Mighty hard road that my poor hand is hold. My poor feet has traveled a hot, dusty road. Out of your dust bowl and westward we rolled, and your desert was hot and your mountains was cold. In your orchards of peaches and prunes, slept on the ground in the light of your moon. On the edge of your city you've seen us, and then we come with the dust and we go with the wind. California and Arizona, I make all your crops, and it's north up to Oregon to gather your hops. Dig the beets from your ground, cut the grapes from your vine, to set on your table your light sparkling wine. Green pastures of plenty from dry desert ground, from that grand coulee dam where the water runs down. Ever stayed in this union, us migrants have been. We'll work in this fight and we'll fight till we win. Well, it's always we ramble, that river and I, all along your green valley I'll work till I die. My land I'll defend with my life if it be, 'cause my pastures of plenty must always be free. Hard traveling, I thought you knowed. I've been having some hard traveling way down the road. I've been having some hard traveling, hard rambling, hard gambling. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been riding them fast rattlers, I thought you knowed. I've been riding them flat wheelers way down the road. I've been riding them dead enders, blind pastures, kicking up cinders. I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been hitting some hard rock mining, I thought you knowed. I've been leaning on a pressure drill way down the road. Hammer flying, air hose sucking, 6 foot of mud and a show been a mucking, and I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been hitting some hard harvesting, I thought you knowed. North Dakota to Kansas City, way down the road. Cutting out wheat and stacking out hay and trying to make about $1 a day. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. I've been working at Pittsburgh Steel, I thought you knowed. I've been pouring red hot slag way down the road. I've been blasting, I've been firing, and I've been pouring red hot iron. And I've been having some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been laying in a hard rock jail, I thought you knowed. I've been laying out 90 days way down the road. An old judge has said to me it's 90 days for vagrancy, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord. Well, I've been walking that Lincoln Highway, I thought you knowed. I've been hitting that 66 way down the road. Heavy load and a worried mind, looking for a woman that's hard to find, and I've been hitting some hard traveling, Lord.
We're celebrating Pete Seeger's 100th birthday this week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. And we just heard Woody Guthrie from the collection on Smithsonian called Hard Travelin'. We heard that particular tune featuring Cisco Houston on the guitar, Sonny Terry on the harmonica, and Woody was on the mandolin, Hard Travelin'. And before that, from Woody, we heard Pastures of Plenty from the collection This Land Is Your Land on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard a couple of tracks from the Almanac Singers from an English collection called Songs of Protest. We heard Liza Jane with a bit of a rewrite with topical lyrics. And then we heard Round and Round Hitler's Grave recorded live on the radio. And it was quite a surprise at the end there with the orchestra. That was actually a rewrite of Old Joe Clark, the Almanac Singers, Songs of Protest on Prism Leisure Records. And we let off that set with Bascom Lamar Lunsford from the recording Classic Mountain Songs from Smithsonian Folkways, and I Wish I Was a Mole in the Ground. We're going to move on and move a little later in Pete's career to the Weavers. And I can recall hearing a Weavers recording for the first time and just being so surprised with how commercial it sounded. Here's Goodnight Irene, recorded back in 1950 by the Weavers on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Good night. a newborn baby sitting down on his mama's knee. See that big man turn on that shanty. It's gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. It is gonna be the death of me. It is gonna be the death of me, Lord, Lord. It is gonna be the death of me. John Henry had two women. One was named Mary Magdalene. She would go out on a job and she would sing. They hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. They hear John Henry's hammer ring. Hear John Henry's hammer ring, Lord, Lord. Till you hear John Henry's hammer ring. John Henry had another woman. Her name was Sweet Polly Ann. John Henry taking sick boy and he had to go to bed. Polly Ann just like a man, Lord, Lord. Polly Ann just like a man. And Polly Ann just like a man, Lord, Lord. Polandro, see it like a man. Now who's gonna shoe your little feet? Baby, tell me who's gonna glove your hand. Tell me who's gonna kiss your sweet little lips. Tell me who's gonna be your man, Lord, Lord. Tell me who's gonna be your man. Tell me who's gonna be your man, Lord, Lord. Tell me who's gonna be your man. Papa gonna shoe my little feet. My mama gonna glove my hand. My sister gonna kiss my sweet little lips. And you know I don't need no man, Lord, Lord. You know I don't need no man. And you know I don't need no man, Lord, Lord. And you know I don't need no man.
Now Betty told Dupree she wanted a diamond ring. You know Betty, she told Dupree she wanted a diamond ring. He says, oh yes, my love, I'll get you most anything. What did he do? What did he do? He got himself a pistol, and it was a 44. He got himself a pistol, and it was a 44. Well, you know, to get that diamond ring, he had to rob a jewelry store. But he blind the passenger and he beat his way into Chicago. You know, Dupree caught a passenger, beat his way into Chicago. Don't you know, little Betty, she hung her head and cried, saying, I won't see Dupree no more. But the police, they caught him, carried him back to Atlanta jail. The police, they caught Dupree, carried him back to the Atlanta jail. Who did he send for but little Betty, saying, please come and go my bail. Thank you. went to the jailhouse, his face she could not see. She went to the jailhouse, his face she could not see. Well, she said, please, Mr. Jailer, won't you give him this note for me? This is how it read. I was there to see you, but I could not see your face. I was there to see you, but I could not see your face. Well, although you know I love you, but I just can't take your place.
My name is Longino de Castro. My father was a Spanish grandee, but I won my wife in a card game. To hell with those lords or the sea. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game, but hold on. But a lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone. I played in a card game at Holon. I played there with an hombre named Juan. After I'd taken his money, I staked all against his daughter Dawn. Picked up the ace, I had won her. My heart, which was down at my feet, jumped up to my throat in a hurry. Like a young summer's day, she was sweet. He opened the door to the kitchen, and he called the girl out with a curse, saying, take her, goddammer, you've won her. She's yours now for better or worse. Her arms had to tighten around me as we rode down the hills to the south. Not a word did I hear from her that day, nor a kiss from her pretty young mouth. That was a gay, happy winter we carved on a cradle of pine. By the fire in that neat little shanty, and I sang with that gay wife of mine. But the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game, but hold on. But a lion still rules Barranca, and a man there is always alone. That night I got hurt in a landslide, crushed hip and twice broken bone. She saddled her pony like lightning and rode off for a doctor in Holon. The lion screamed in the barranca, Bucky bolted and he fell on the slide. My young wife lay dead in the moonlight. My heart died that night with my bride. Oh, the South Coast is a wild coast and lonely. You might win in a game, but hold on. But a lion still rules the barranca, and a man there is always alone.
This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 1918. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This week and next on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we're celebrating Pete Seeger's 100th birthday. And our theme is from the recording Goofing Off Suite, and we just heard the opening theme in a reprise. It's on Smithsonian Folkways. And before that, we heard some friends of Pete's. We heard Ramblin' Jack Elliott from the collection Hard Travelin' and a tune called South Coast that the annotator on the CD states might actually be a Woody Guthrie tune, but they're not sure. That's on Fantasy Records. And before that, we heard from Brownie McGee and Betty and Dupree from the collection Classic Folk Music on Smithsonian Folkways. That was recorded back in 1955. And before that, we heard Leadbelly from the recording Bourgeois Blues and John Henry with Sonny Terry on the harmonica. That's on Smithsonian Folkways. I'm not quite sure when that was recorded. And we let off that set with The Weavers from 1950 and Goodnight Irene with those striking arrangements by Gordon Jenkins. That's on the collection Wasn't That a Time on Vanguard Records. Well, back in the 50s and into the 60s, Pete was blacklisted. He wasn't able to perform in large areas, and a lot of people were afraid to employ him. So he went out and did some small college concerts, and he did some kids' concerts. And in this next set, we're going to listen to Pete live. We're going to open with a recording made at Bowdoin College in 1960. At the Pickard Theater for WBOR-FM. Seem to remember that these tapes were just recently discovered. Here's a whole medley of tunes from Pete at Bowdoin College in 1960 on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
This also must be Irish or Scottish. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Nobody home but mama and the baby. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Hold up your petticoat, dance like a lady. Nobody home but mama and the baby. And here's just a fragment of a song I read in the novel And Quiet Flows the Dawn, an old Ukrainian song, but just had a fragment in it and I had to kind of put the rest together out of my head. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time passing. Where have all the flowers gone? Long time ago. Where have all the flowers gone? The girls have picked them, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young girls gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young girls gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young girls gone? They've taken husbands, everyone. Oh, when will you ever learn? Oh, when will you ever learn? Where have all the young men gone? Long time passing. Where have all the young men gone? Long time ago. Where have all the young men gone? They're all Oh, when will you ever learn? The next one, I got the words from the preamble to the Constitution of the United Mine Workers. Step by step, the longest march can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none, singly none. March can be won, can be won. Many stones can form an arch, singly none, singly none. And by union what we will can be accomplished still. Drops of water turn a mill, singly none. The last one isn't even a song, it's just a poem. It's the last will and testament of Joe Hill. 1916, he was in a jail cell, and the newspaper reporter was given a slip of paper, and on it was written, "My will is easy to decide, for I have nothing to divide. My kin don't need to fuss and moan. Moss does not cling to a rolling stone. My body, ah, if I could choose, I would to ashes it reduce, and let the merry breezes blow my dust to where some flower grows. Perhaps that faded flower then would come to life and bloom again. This is my last and final will. Good luck to all of you, Joe Hill."
You know this song? This song is an old lullaby from Africa, but it was part of a story, and I didn't know exactly how the old African story went, so I changed it around just a little bit. Once upon a time, there was a little boy. He played the ukulele. He'd go around town, clink, 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 making a racket. And the grown-ups, of course, they'd be busy. They say, "Get that thing out of here." And they kick him out of the house. Not only that, the boy's father would get in trouble. The boy's father was a magician. He had a magic wand. He'd go zoop, zoop, make things disappear. But the father was an awful practical joker. You know, he'd come up to someone doing a hard job of work, maybe sawing a log of wood. Up comes the father with his little magic wand. Zoop! The saw disappears. He'd come up to someone just about to drink a nice cold glass of something. Zoop! The glass disappears. He'd come up to someone just about to sit down after a hard day's work. Zoop! In a chair. Well, people got tired of that. They said to the father, "You get out of here too. Take your magic wand and your practical jokes, and you and your son just get out." The boy and his father, they ostracized them. It means they made him live in the edge of town. Now in his town, they used to tell stories. The old people used to tell stories about the monsters and giants that lived in the old days. They used to tell a story about a giant called Abiyoyo. They said he was as tall as a house, and he would eat people up. Of course, nobody believed it, but they told the stories anyway. looked out the window, they saw a great big shadow in front of the sun, and they could feel the whole ground shake. Women screamed, strong men fainted. As they run for your lives, Abby Yo-Yo's coming. He came to the sheep pasture, he grabs a whole sheep. Came to the cow pasture, grabs a whole cow. Then you all grab your most precious possessions and run, run! Just then, the boy and his father woke up. I think they'd been up late the night before, partying or something. The boy rubs his eye and says, "Hey, Pa, what's coming over the field?" And his father says, "Oh, son, it's Abby Yo-Yo. Oh, if only I could get him to lie down, I could make him disappear." And the boy says, "Come with me, Father," and he grabs his father by one hand. And the father gets the magic wand, and the boy gets the ukulele, and they run across the field, right up to where Abby Yo-Yo was. People yell, "Don't go near him! He'll eat you alive!" He had long fingernails because he had slobbery teeth because he never brushed it. Matted hair because he didn't comb it. Stinky feet because he didn't wash it. Pop come down when the boy whips out his ukulele. You know, the giant had never heard anything like that before, and a foolish grin spread over on his face just to hear a song about himself. And he started to dance. Oh, 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 oh. The boy went faster. They lifted the boy and his father up on their shoulders. They say, "Come back to town. Bring your damn ukulele. We don't care anymore." And they all sang.
I don't want your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again. I know you have the land deed, mister. The money is all in your name, but where is the work that you did, mister? I'm demanding back my job again. I don't want the millions, mister. I don't want your diamond ring, your diamond ring. All I want is the right to live, is the right to live, mister. Give me back my job again. I don't want your Rolls Royce, mister. Your pleasure yacht. All I want is food for my babies. Give to me my old job back. Yes, I don't want your millions, mister. me dumb. If you wish, mister, call me green or blue or red. This one thing I sure know, mister, my hungry babies must be fed. So I don't want your millions, mister.
Pete recorded live at the very first Philadelphia Folk Festival, September 8th and 9th, 1962, and I Don't Want Your Millions, Mister, from the collection The Prestige Folklore Years, Volume 4, on Prestige Records. And before that, in this set of performances that Pete gave during the time he was on the blacklist, he did a lot of community concerts and small schools. And before that, we heard from Children's Concert at Town Hall, recorded on April 28th, 1962. And we heard the classic Abby Yo-Yo. That's on Columbia Records. And before that, from the complete Bowdoin College Concert from March 13th, 1960, we heard a medley of songs, Hold Up Your Petticoat, Where Have All the Flowers Gone, Step by Step, and Joe Hill's Last Will. That's on Smithsonian Folkways Records. And by the way, my niece went to Bowdoin College. I'm going to lead off this last set with Paul Robeson, a man that was very much involved with Pete's early career. You should read about the Peekskill riots. Here's Joe Hill from Paul Robeson on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he. I never died, says he. In Salt Lake City, Joe, says I, him standing by my bed. They framed you on a murder charge, says Joe, but I'm dead. Says Joe, but I'm dead. The copper bosses killed you, Joe. They shot you, Joe, says I. Takes more than guns to kill a man, says Joe, I didn't die, says Joe, I didn't die. And standing there as big as life and smiling with his eyes, says Joe, what they can never kill, went on to organize, went on to organize. From San Diego up to Maine, in every mine and mill, where workers strike and organize, it's there you'll find your hill. It's there you'll find your hill. I dreamed I saw Joe Hill last night, alive as you and me. Says I, but Joe, you're 10 years dead. I never died, says he.
Mm-hmm.
is white. Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. And now a child can understand, this is the law of all the land, all the land. The ink is black, the page is white. Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. Their robes were black, their heads were white. The schoolhouse doors were closed so tight, were closed up tight. Nine judges all set down their names to end the years and years of shame, years of shame. Their robes were black, their heads were white. The slate is black, the chalk is white, the words stand out so clear and bright, so clear and bright. And now at last we plainly see the alphabet of liberty, liberty. The slate is black, the chalk is white. A child is black, a child is white. The whole world looks upon the sight, a beautiful sight. For very well the whole world knows, this is the way that freedom grows, freedom grows. A child is black, a child is white. Together we learn to read and write, to read and write. It turns by day and then by night, it turns by night. It turns so each and every one can take his station in the sun, in the sun. The world is black, the world is white.
We're presenting part one of a two-part program celebrating the 100th birthday of Pete Seeger. And that was from a curious recording called Sing Out, Hootenanny, with Pete Seeger and the Hootenears. And we heard Another Man Done Gone. That's from 1963 on Folkways, Smithsonian Folkways Records. And before that, Your Ears Were Not Deceiving You, Black and White, was written by Earl Robinson, and we heard him performing the song in 1957. Of course, Three Dog Night would have a big hit on that. And that's from classic folk music from Smithsonian Folkways. And we let off that set with Joe Hill from Paul Robeson, written by Earl Robinson. He wrote the music, and Alfred Hayes wrote the words. That's from the collection Classic Labor Songs on Smithsonian Folkways. Hope you've enjoyed this first installment of our celebration of Pete's birthday. Next week, we'll listen to more contemporary folks playing his music. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 1918.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell,